Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 41 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 46 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 52 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 67 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees.
KMAS Mobile. Search for key lime pie. They were out of them. KFAS. Any fake ass listening.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees.
Hello. Hear me now? Yeah, where are you? Coolidge, and coming up on 12 Mile, Berkeley. Oh, yeah, you're solid here. Could not get the amp to work, because apparently that part was defective. He sent you a defective transistor? Yeah, apparently. I'm not going to be able to get another one in time, so I think we may look at getting that other amp, and then I'll see if I can return the part and get a refund. So, what amp is down in Toledo? It's a GE, and, I'm going to meet Dan W2PAT down there. He knows about them, and he'll look at it with me. All right. Well, one way or another, we'll get there, right? Yeah. Now, unless I can find another one of these amps, that I did once before that has the same stages in it, I could purchase that and swap out the stages. So keep my eye open for that. That's an option.
And 10 seconds.
What about 10 seconds?
I said, hold on a minute. My phone came unplugged and I'm trying to navigate to where Jan is. Okay, good. I'm good again.
Okay. So that's the scoop on that. Little disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry. I know you put a lot of work into it. That would have been nice. You sure you don't need it? That'll give you all the power you need when you get the right part. Or is it a big pain to go through all that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's more complicated than that. I'll tell you some other time. But it's just... I don't think it's just worth dealing with it anymore.
I get it. I understand. All right. Well, good luck. I would love to go down to Toledo, but I think with Marty, I may end up hanging out with him on Sunday morning. He's going to be in the hospital for, I don't know, two more days, I think. Probably into Sunday. So, and I've got half the day, Sunday, but, I need to work Sunday afternoons. Probably go out to Ann Arbor and then go to work.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. All right. So, it's supposed to be a rainy day too, so, I don't know, it might not be a fun drive, but we'll see. All right, I'm actually heading over to the Novi Boat Show to look at in the market for a canopy for my boat space. I want to see what's out there.
That sounds like fun. Well, I'm just trying to find Krista's house here, almost there, and I think I'm going to help Jan take Krista's dog for a walk, and then go get a bite, and then head to Ann Arbor. And, gotta be out there by 6 or so, so I get my sister free and clear. So I'll be roaming around. Look at the boat show. That sounds like a lot of fun. I would love to go to the boat show. Be careful in there. They got boats.
Well, last year when I went, I was in the market. Didn't buy one there, but did buy somewhere else. But I'm not going to buy anything new. I just want to see what's out there and see what I need to be looking for a can of cover. I'd like the dealing with the tarp on or the cover on my boat is a real pain in the butt. I'd like to have some I can just, you know, park under and get the protection I need. I just don't know what, I've got a feeling it's going to cost more than I'm willing to spend.
So you're thinking putting some kind of canvas kind of thing on your dock, not on your boat?
Yeah, protected when it's docked, so, you know, from the sun and stuff.
Okay, that sounds good. My mapping program is having all kinds of trouble on the phone. There we go, finally got that working. I got to start thinking about my boat and figuring out what I'm going to do. They had to pull it for me in the fall because I couldn't walk. So I don't really know what kind of condition it's going to be. The difficulty I'm going to need to get the thing ready this year is going to be kind of unusual. But I got to get up north and get that done, and hopefully I'll get my get out of my annual here on the airplane in a couple of weeks at the most, maybe next week, then I can shoot up there and kind of see what kind of condition things are in. So it's getting to be that time of year, which is nice. It's good.
Yep. What you mean? All right. And did you get my text about JT?
Good. That sucks. Oh, I mean, yeah, that's bad. I mean, I'm not going to get to him today. I did see that. I tried to call the one contact I have there. She never takes my call. It's usually, you know, the next day, but that's such a bummer. It's a tough deal because it's not easy to fix at our end.
Yeah, well, if they could, you know, cancel that one and issue another, which, and not put it in the mail, that'd be great.
I'll try and chase him down, see if I can get out.
All right. See you ahead, Jana. We're going to see you on Monday morning, so that'll be nice. All right. Catch you later. ABAPR.
All right, Bill. Take care. ABAPR, I didn't say KF. Michigan, Guten Tag.
New Baltimore. I don't think we got a fancy word.
I figure it was named after the city in Germany, so I don't know. Anyways, I'm out here just driving around. I'm waiting an hour to, they're going to bake me a pie.
I guess that's worth waiting for. I would do that. I would wait for that. So, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I've been trying to find, like, a park where I can park my car and do some shortwave listening, but it's like there's all farms out here, and I don't want to park on somebody's property.
Something's going on in my neighborhood. There are 4 squad cars there. Hey, Dave, I gotta take the phone. I'll be right back.
KSA does.
Okay, Dave, I hate to be rude here, but I got to run into the office now, so I'll head to just my office and my house are only about 5 minutes apart, so, you know, I've got this extended drive to get into work. So I'll chat with you a little bit later. You drive careful coming back. What kind of pie did you get?
Yeah, no problem. I'm just going to sit here and do some shortwave listening here. Now I'm out in the middle of nowhere. Key lime pie, so it's going to be warm, so I'll have to bring it back and then chill it for a while, but I think it'll be worth it. So anyways, take it easy. KFA
does. Drive careful, wear your seatbelt, and the speed traps are out. See you later. Bye. NAKPP.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly sunny, 70 degrees.
WAW. NAKPP from WAW.
He had to go into the office, KFAS.
Into the orifice? I hate traveling into the orifice. What's up, Dave Areno?
I'm up here in Armada at, I don't know how to pronounce the name, Aishlot's Pie Company. Pie slices are $3.14 today, Pie Day. And they're making me a whole key lime pie, but I had to wait an hour. We got about 7 minutes left.
I had that happen to me a few weeks back. There's an outlet right by me here, and I wanted an apple pie, and they didn't have any. So 1 hour, they had one for me, but I made myself busy. I wasn't far from home. Yeah, there's a really nice coffee shop right there on Armada Ridge or whatever it is that goes right through downtown. You could have just, just right down around the, it's just a little south end around the corner. You could have went to that coffee shop and hung out there for the hour. Who knows? Maybe you did.
Yeah, I went to the Chesterfield one, and they wouldn't even sell me a full pie. And then they went to go back, they rung me up, and they went in the back, and they said, oh, we don't have any, so they had to refund me. So I go, well, where's the, they didn't even offer to make me a pie. So I go, well, where's the next closest one? I guess there's Hall Road, and then there's this one up here in Armada. And I said, yeah, just refund me. I'll go to the one in Armada. I've never been to Armada. I wanted to see it. Anyways, and they mentioned the coffee shop, but I did not go. Maybe I can go on the way back. I can stop in there. They're giving me a warm pie that I got to put in the fridge for a while, so it's not like I got to get it home really fast. So maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. I mean, there's no reason why you got to check that coffee place out. If you had time to kill, I just went there for, I've been there a couple of times because I'll ride my bike through Armada every now and again, and we'll often make that a stop and, get something. But I wouldn't make a special trip. It's nothing special. And they close pretty early. They might even be closed by now. I don't know. Maybe on Friday they stay open a little later. But, Wally's working with something, and he needed us to make some racket over on P25, so a bunch of us Wallace were making a bunch of racket over there. I just wanted to see if he's got any of it, but sounds like he had to step out.
Yeah, I was chatting with him for a little bit, and then he said, he got a phone call, and he's like, I go back into the office, and he had to go in a hurry.
Oh, that's too bad, because Jeff and I, SWR, we were able to go back and forth a couple of times, but Jeff was barely holding the Bay City repeater, and I was not hearing the Detroit repeater all that well with my handheld. And, you know, then I got in my car, and suddenly I was hearing mine better, and TJ was in Grand Rapids on that machine. He was great into that, and Jeff had moments where he was working pretty well. So we had a little activity stirred up for him. Hopefully, he's got it recorded so he can go back and listen to it. It should give him hours of entertainment.
Okay. Are you talking about with his little web scanner? He's got that website.
Right. He says he's been monitoring TJ's P25 machine downtown, and he's never heard anything on it. And I says, well, let me change that. He wasn't even sure it was working or picking it up. So we verified he was picking it up, but there was very little traffic, just a couple of transmissions by me. But we lit it up for him, so... Anywho, I think he verified everything he needed.
Yeah, until I make a ham radio P25, I mean, it's hard for anybody to... I mean, we're already pretty dead as it is on analog. You know, P25 gets even deader. DMR would be the next busy mode, and then maybe Fusion, and then P25 after that. But, yeah... Too bad, I mean, this is just a commentary. It's just too bad that none of the manufacturers, like, got on board with, like, making multi-protocol and things like that radios.
Well, you know they can. Kenwood has one that can do Fusion. Kenwood does DMR, P25, and NXDN. But you're only supposed to be able to pick two. And you can't do three, which is, you know, but the radio can do all three. It's just you can only do two at a time. So that sounds like a hardware limitation, but the radios easily can do it. So, and nobody's really running NXDN around here. You know, some people pretend they are, but nobody's running NXDN. Some Canadians are running NXDN a little bit, or people can do it, you know, through cross mode and stuff like that, but it's just not. And, you know, P25, you know, nobody's really running that anymore either right now, so. But I got some plans for to get that going and not polluting up this network with it anymore, you know, like we used to do back in the day. So if I can get that up and running and then maybe get to that that Richmond thing like we had always talked about with a change in the... in a 2.6 I'm looking to make. So a lot of plans, but you know how plans are. You got to have time and money and ambition.
Yep, that's it, the motivation factor. But I'm on Richmond right now, and it sounds really good over here. I'm on high power, probably don't need high power.
Well, your full quieting, as best I can tell, rock solid no matter what, even if there's a little bacon fry in there that I'm not hearing, or not noticing, I should say. So, yeah, you're doing good. You probably don't need much. I worked that thing on an HT from Romeo. So, you know, Romeo has some select coverage areas, you know, so there's some very small conditions where Romeo fills in for this, but it's so, you know, unnecessary. You know, it's like, I mean, you give up a... I could use that for something else. And, you know, it's not... I think the Romeo, between the 2.6 and the Romeo, or the Richmond, I think we got enough coverage out that way that if that were performing better and adding a lot more, particularly to the north, then I'd be thinking different. But it just isn't adding a whole lot to the work. So like we had talked about before, maybe having an RF presence for something else or something like that, you know, might be the way to go.
Yep. All right, let me step out. I'm going to go see if my pie's ready, and then I'll be back here. KF8S.
All righty. I will probably be home in about 5 minutes, but I got to run right back out and go pick up something for Mama that I forgot to get on the way home. I just turned into my sub, and I forgot. All right, if I'm here, otherwise I'll be back in 5. I'll be right with you.
KF Ada, downtown Armada.
Is it your birthday?
Yep, I went all the way to Armada to get pie.
All righty, well, happy birthday and pie day, and you got pie and all kind of good stuff, eh? KE8 VSI.
Yeah, I went to that, what is that, A-Shot? I don't even know how to pronounce it. They had one in Chesterfield. I went to that one first, and they didn't have any key lime pie, and they didn't offer to bake one for me. But went to Armada, and they didn't have any either, but they offered to bake one, and which was fine. That's what I wanted. I wanted a whole pie. Just had to wait an hour, so I just kind of stayed up here for a little bit. Try to go to a park and kind of like sit there and shortwave listen, but fans seem to be crappy. Either that or my antenna wasn't any good.
Huh, okay. That's awesome that they made you one. You got a fresh pie. That's great. Yeah, bands aren't super great, but you should have been able to get something.
Yeah, I just had my little shortwave radio with me, and I just had the telescopic whip that comes with it, so I'm guessing that's most of the problem, but, you know, I put it on some of the FT8 frequencies just to see if I was getting a signal, and there was activity there, but I could not get WWV or any of those.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, so you know it was working with the FT8 and all that, but, yeah, you need a longer wire to get those other ones. The telescoping only does so well. It needs a little bit of a stronger signal, but cool. At least you tried it. Maybe put a hamstick on it or something, or you know, heck, just carry a big piece of long wire. It doesn't got to be anything fancy.
Yeah, and I had one with me, there wasn't enough time. By the time I found a park, I had like 15 minutes, and I just kind of like, I'll try it and see what happens. But yeah, I think if I have some time when I get home, I might do some tinkering in the driveway with the hamstick, but it looks like it's already 4:30. I was up really late watching the blood moon, so I ended up sleeping in today. Took the day off, and so far, it's been a nice, calm day. That's the way I wanted it to be.
All right, very good. Good deal. Took the day off. That's excellent. It's working out the way you want it to. That's cool. I haven't done much today. Just did my normal duties. That's about it. The weather looks good, though. It looks like a real nice day. Tomorrow's supposed to be 70, but kind of rainy and windy, so I don't know what's going to be up with that. And, yeah, hooking that thing up to a hamstick, that'll at least get you that band, if you would think. Or at least you can find out.
Yeah, I didn't realize how far north I was. Like, I was like 34, 35. Like, good Lord. But it's just a one long shot, nice country road drive. And so I have never been up this way. I've been up to like Wetzel, where we turn at Wetzel, but I've never been north of that. So I got to see what it's like. Lots of farms.
Yep, Rob, do that. Yep, that's just the next stop up there. So yeah, that's cool. It's a good drive, but stay up north. Don't take any look, you know, stay north before you need to go east or west. If you're, I'm assuming, what do you want? I don't even know exactly where you're at.
Oh, just North Avenue. Yeah, pretty much my travels are north and south, and that's it.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yep. Yep, you'll see some farms, that's for sure. And then, well, you know how it is as you get to work your way back down. But it is a little bit of a drive, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just didn't want to mess with Hall Road. I guess I could have went to the Hall Road location, but it's like, you know, this is more relaxing. You know, I know it's 20 minutes out of the way, and I didn't plan on being up there for an hour, but it's fine.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. I was near your home.
Go ahead.
I saw signs from Memphis.
I'm not going to stop on anybody. Go down to Greg LaCroix, I think. Hey, Joe.
Not a lot. Just sitting here chatting with Dave. He made a trip up to Armada for a pie. And I'm just sitting at my desk chilling out, looking outside at the lovely weather.
I'm driving down Harper on my way home from downtown Detroit to try to stop off at Dairy Queen for once and treat myself. And maybe for the pie for Atkins, you can get them off of 25 and Gratiot if you didn't know.
Yeah, that was my first stop, and they did not have key lime pie, and they didn't offer to make one. I didn't think to ask. They didn't even want to sell me a whole pie. They wanted to only sell me slices, so that was odd. I go up to Armada, and I was just expecting the same thing. I was just going to get slices, but then they didn't have it, and then they said, well, we can make you a pie. Just take an hour, you know, and then another 2 hours if you want it chilled. I said, you know what, let's bake the pie, and I'll just wait an hour up there, so that's what I did.
Well, the reason why they didn't make you a pie, or they were always putting slices, is because today is Pie Day, and you get slices for $3.14. Go ahead, Greg, sorry, I didn't mean to step in.
Oh, good. But, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Maybe, yeah, they do want to sell everything by the slice today, but I don't know. If you got a guy that wants a pie on his birthday, make him a pie. Jeez. So it worked out anyway. So you got a nice little drive up there.
Yeah, so sell me 8 slices for $3.14. That's a whole pie. Duh.
I've never tried their key lime. I usually get the banana cream. That is to die for. I love the banana cream pie.
Yeah, any one I've ever gotten from there has been good. I'm going to step out for a bit. You guys go ahead. KEBSI.
Yeah, I knew about the 3.14, you know, for slice. I just didn't think that was the only thing that, you know, like, you just sold me 8 slices. And I guess key lime pie, you got to call ahead anyway. So all this information I know for next time, so it's all good.
Yeah, well, the Atkins store there on North Avenue in Armada, I mean, they got other stuff, too. It's like a little coffee shop. You know, so you can get a sandwich and some coffee and a slice of pie. So it's worth the trip.
Yeah, I had the day off, and I was just, like, planning on, like, doing basically nothing. So driving around was perfectly fine today. I was up late last night. I was telling Greg I was up late last night watching the Blood Moon, so went to bed really late and got up, like, 12:30. But, you know, kids and my wife were out for their school stuff, so... Now I'll be getting back around the same time they're getting back, so it all works out.
I was in bed by like 11:30, I think, last night. I tried. Actually, I totally forgot about it. I'm like, I can't go any further. I had to be up early for work.
Yeah, I mean, the circus were just a line for me. So, yeah, I've never seen a blood moon eclipse. I know. I mean, they're pretty common. They happen twice a year. They're not always a full eclipse though. So the next one's going to be in September. So if you missed this one, there's another one in September. And then I was looking out to the future just for fun. There's one like New Year's Eve, 2028. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, you know, 2028, January 1st, 2029. There's a blood moon on that day. So I'm wondering how many people are going to go, it's the end of the world.
Oh, I agree on that one. I mean, people are going to, that's the thing, is that they don't pay attention. They don't know anything about astronomy or they don't follow anything like that. They're going to say, oh my gosh, what's going on? I love the blood moon. I think it's great. I just missed it last night. I saw one a few years back when I lived in Romeo. But, and that was deep red. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, of course it's not as dramatic as the solar eclipses, but it's still really neat how the Earth just, like, its shadow just, like, covers up the moon, and I'm assuming that the redness is because of the atmosphere, you know, we got sunset and it turns red, and it's just like that outer ring of the Earth is, you know, red, and it's that's the light that's illuminating the moon. So I wonder what it looks like. You know, they need to put a camera on the moon, because I'd like to see what would it look like if you were on the moon witnessing the Earth covering up the sun.
That would be interesting to see that. To see it would be a lunar eclipse on the moon. If you're on the moon for a lunar eclipse, and then if you're on the moon and the Earth passes between the sun and the moon, then it would be a solar eclipse on the moon. Would it not?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's, I mean, it makes sense because you're blocking the sun, where in this one you're blocking the moon. Yeah. So, yeah, really cool. So, just never really been into astronomy, and, you know, this stuff is new to me, and so that's why it's so fascinating.
If you want to see some cool videos, is go watch, SpaceX? They have cameras on the rocket boosters, so you got to watch where they launch out the Starlink satellites, and then there's a camera as the booster comes back on the Earth. You can hear all the noises and see all the glitter from the evaporation of the fuel cells and all. It's pretty cool. It's about 7 minutes long.
We'll have to do that. All right, I am at my destination. Just going to go and grab my mail here and then head into the house. So I will listen out and I'll chat with you later. Have a safe drive home. KFADA.
KFADA 73, enjoy your pie. Happy birthday if it's today. KCQGO, talk to you on the flip.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees.
Hello, KPP.
KPP, KCAKJO.
What up, old man?
My Earl changed in my daughter's shop and trying to look up a cabin filter to see if it needs any add to fleet. Where you at today?
Believe it or not, I'm leaving the office. So, I had a busy week, I think you heard. I was out of town, so. And now I'm leaving the office and I'm on my extensive drive from my office to my house.
You want to meet up so I can grab that Motorola, or no?
Sure. You know where I live? Or how long before you buy my place?
Well, I know where your shop is at, so I can hit down there. I'm at Gratian and Hall Road.
Okay, well, I've left my shop, and I have no intention of going back. Go to downtown New Baltimore, and I'll meet you there, somewhere there. I'll meet you at the Big B Coffee. How does that sound?
Oh, coffee?
Come on, come on.
All right, I'll meet you at Big B.
Anyhow, not for me. I'm too far away, and I got to stop at the store here. And I just wanted to let you know, Wally, we lit it up for a little while after you, so if you've got it recorded, you'll hear all sorts of tomfoolery. Anyhow, at the store, got to jump out. W8FU.
Yeah, I listened to a little bit of it on the VPN, so, but I get real busy when I got to the office. So, jump out. I'm going to take the little doggy home, let her fall asleep, and I'm going to go meet Tom at Big B's, and I'll throw my call back out when I get back in the car.
See when you're over there, Wally. TCKGO, who else is out there?
How long do you think, Tom? About 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Like I said, I'm right here at the Pennzoil over by Walmart on Hall Road.
Okay, that'll work out good. And I emailed you those documents, I believe. I also took GMRF out of the rotation. The only way that it'll rotate in, so when you hear it, when you hit the scan button, will be if you go onto the GMRS channel, then it will scan GMRS and then the rest of them. But if you leave it on any of the FBIs or any of the digitals, it will completely ignore the GMRS. So I didn't know if you had a GMRS license or not. And but either way, it's there if you want it. And if you don't want it, just don't go to channel one and you'll never know it's there.
RX2888. Of course, I got a GMRS, picked that up last year. But, yeah, I'll meet you down there. I'm going to take care of the puppy and let it piddle. And then when I get to Big B down there on 25, I'll give you a jingle.
All right. I got to remember to turn a handheld on because I stole my antenna for some other project I was working on. All right. I'll see you there. Let's figure about 5:30. You can go a little earlier, a little later, and they'll call me.
JKJO, WEAP. What's up, Barry? JKJO.
Getting out of work at a decent time. I got stuff I got to do after work, so I got out a little bit early.
Yeah, I started early today, and I'm like, okay, stopped off at Dairy Queen, got that down there in SCS, and heading over to see Mr. KPP for the Motorola. I'm right over here on the Hall in Gratian.
Very good. Well, I hate when my car shuts off on me. Very good. Yep.
Sorry, I was putting, CarMax, whatever, medicated balm. Putting it on my daughter's tattoos, so, yeah, I got out early today, did five runs in, 6 hours?
Yes, nice day out. Hopefully it's not going to be rainy all weekend. I haven't checked the weather. Last time I checked, it's supposed to rain all weekend. I don't know if that they changed it since then or what, but anywho, well, there you go. I'm going to shoot over to the All-Star node and bug Captain Don, and I'll be back. W8EAP.
I got 10x5 on the DMR. I got that down there. And I got my GMRS sitting on McComb, and then I got this one sitting on Mount Clemens Tower right now. So, I'm off all the radios today. T-A-C-A-K-J-O.
better now. I'm in my mobile.
Doesn't sound too bad on my end.
Hey, Tess, I forgot my phone. I gotta go turn around now. Ugh.
Leave it at the house, or did you leave it at Atkins?
The house. I know where it is. On the kitchen table. It's the bad thing. They need to make phones that have radios in them. Well, I mean, the phones do have radios in them, but they need to make radio phones. But that way, because I always like, I'll have one thing in my hand and think that's the only thing I need.
I carry two phones, work phone, personal phone. They sit on there, attached to my side 24/7. So before I leave the house, I'm like, phone, wallet, keys, pen, notebook. My radios stay in the van, so I don't have to worry about those unless I charge my email.
Yeah, I don't know how I could do two phones. I could do one phone and put two SIMs in it, but I don't know if I would want to do two phones like that.
Well, the work phone is restricted. They govern it. They tell me when to update it, the apps and everything else like that. So it's all restricted with their security features. My personal phone, and I can do what I want with it. So I don't need them regulating who I talk to, when I talk to, and how much data I use.
Yeah, I get that. The way they do it with me is they will put their little certificate on it, and I can use my personal phone. They don't invade it too much. They just give. What they do is they give me a $50 a month allowance. So I have two options. I could use the company phone. I can have them give me a company phone, or I can use my personal phone and they give me a $50 allowance. And I opted to do the $50 allowance. A lot of people do the separate phone though, which I guess makes sense. But you know, the thing is, they don't really use the phone for calls. We use the phone mainly for the data. So really just need a hotspot.
Well, my phone is like my work tablet, so it has we call it service mobility app on it, so I know where I'm going, every day. And it's constantly changing, so I'm going to have one run, next minute I'm going to have five. Today I'm going to have five runs today, all over, so it bounces all over the place. And sitting with the Zscaler restriction on it, you can't do much with it. But the data is a different thing. I use that for my work laptop, which is also restricted. But my personal phone, it goes with real time. But I want customers calling me on my personal phone.
You probably have all your work orders and stuff with that, so that makes more sense. I've seen a lot of service people. Oh no, I'm being like Sean and Wally. I didn't put my seatbelt on. I better do that.
Yeah, they monitor that also.
Oh really? They monitor if you put your seatbelt on? Wow. Yeah, you probably have, they know where you're at all times. Yeah, I don't know if I'd like that. But, if you're in the general area and stuff and you're doing your job, it's probably no worries.
Work metro and they started putting trackers on the vans. I think the last couple of years that I worked in metro, it's only 10 miles an hour along the zipper road there. So I never wore my seatbelt. Well, there was a report that came out. My manager crawled up my beer here. It says, I have 90 alerts of you not wearing your seatbelt in a month. I'm like, well, that's because I don't wear it when I'm on airport property. You need to do it. I said, who's this? If I get hit at 15 miles an hour, do you really think it's going to do any damage?
Well, that's probably just his boss getting an alert, and then he has to deal with his boss, so it goes up the chain.
our service area be the rest of the state service areas except for the UP. And we do first-time fixes, or we're just major troubleshooters, so they kind of just leave us alone.
Yeah, that's the thing with those reports. It's like, well, what's the circumstances, right? Like, if I'm going 10 miles per hour, who cares, right? It's like you were saying. And, but to them, they just see it as an alert for your bad driving habits. But how do they even know you got your seatbelt on? Is there, like, some kind of sensor in the seatbelt?
Now, there's a suspension inside the seatbelt to let you know if it's engaged or not. It works the same way as the little chime light, seatbelt. It does the same thing, but if there's a GPS unit in the data port on it, it'll let them know when I'm speeding, how long the van's been running, if I'm wearing my seatbelt, all that good googly goop, even where I'm at all times.
Okay, so it plugs into that little socket port. I forgot what they call it. The one where you can buy one of those little meters and plug it in and look at it on your phone.
Yeah, the OBD, onboard diagnostics port. Yep. Just like Verizon, T-Mobile, all of them says, oh, you can monitor your vehicle's performance, or Progressive for safe drivers, record your mileage, record your fuel level, and meet diagnostics on the vehicle. But they don't turn any of that on. All they care about is if you're speeding, wearing your seatbelt, how long the van is running, and where you're at. Everything else, I've had transmissions blow, engines blow. I'm like, did you get the alert? Oh, no. I said, well, the van's dead.
That's funny. All right. Once again, I'm stopping, so I got to get the pizza. Talk to you later. KFADS.
Hey, Jerry, I'm trying to find the big B down here in New Orleans. KCKG, I'll talk to you on the flip.
Delta Charlie Zulu.
Hey Tom, I'm on my way.
Tom, okay. See you here.
Yeah, nothing but noise. What's up, Nikki Poo?
Not much. Ted brought up to Marysville to get a refill at that car wash where I go. I'll find out what. Did you like taxi the other day?
I did. Was I waiting on a follow-up, or, I'm not sure.
That was a reminder to look. I think you had one left, and we were going to work out right.
Okay, maybe I misread the text. I'll have to reread it. I thought you said you, were going to get me, number or something like that, and I was kind of half waiting on that, but I'll have to reread it. I think I might have misunderstood what was going on. We're talking about the flash, right?
I worked too hard for a Friday. I'm going to tell you that right now. I did not like that.
Sorry, I shouldn't have done it, but I keyed up
I doubled. I keyed right up on my, after my transmission, and of course, you know, I keyed on you. But, yeah, so that was about the flash upgrade. Yes. I failed to look into that.
That's all right. Pressing, that's for sure. Not operational. We're good. I said I worked way too hard for a Friday. I spent 3 hours on the phone with our modem guy trying to get some GPS stuff to work with a program that it works in the cars and it's deploying tablets on the motorcycles. Trying to get the program to play nice and do what it needs to do. On the 4:30, I said I have a doctor's appointment in 15 minutes, so we'll deal with this on Monday.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad Friday for me, so I feel bad for you, but luckily I had a pretty mundane Friday. Nothing pressing. Got a few things accomplished, but everything was pretty much on a decent schedule. I hate those days where it gets nuts. You can't wait for it to end. But they fly by, don't they?
Oh, that they do. Well, I got one piece of the issue fixed from the GPS from our CAD to where it needs to go is working. But it's the report writing software and the daily software that uses a port on UDP to pull off the modem and trying to get it to act correctly. It's a clunky system to begin with. So one of the things that is figure out why it's not doing.
There you have it. Better the you than me. I can deal with that stuff, so yay. It's sometimes a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, and I'm having some little simple thing that needs the checkbox checked somewhere and reloaded into the modem. Hope it'll work. I just gotta keep on stare at it for a while. Compare it to some other modem. Pop right out at but time was done today, only because I'd submit my time sheet yesterday and I wasn't scared. So, I had this grocery store to figure out what I'm going to cook for dinner.
Well, I just ran out, did some running around I had to do, and I went to Kroger's. We got one of the Super Kroger's or Kroger Marketplace or whatever the hell they call those by me. And they got pretty good sushi, so I bought myself a little sushi combo. So I'll have that if we don't do anything else. Of course, now that I got it, it's got to be eaten relatively quick. But that's probably my plan for this evening. And other than that, not a whole lot. Got a little research to do on something, no big plans for tomorrow. But Sunday's the swap. But now I may have something come up that may make me have to pass on the swap. So we're going to see. That's what the research is tonight.
Yeah, I wanted to go to the swap, but the better half is driving to Florida with a buddy of ours. So I wasn't driving alone, so I don't have anybody to watch the floor like it's a freeloader, so I kind of got to stay home. I was kind of on the go because I didn't have anything else going on. So. Oh, well.
There you go. Hey, just an FYI, your audio is very light, so I got to crank the volume quite a bit to hear you. So it's not bad for me when it's just you, but I'm sure if other people are listening, they're going back and forth between us. But I'm on my street and just about home with groceries, so I will bid you adieu until next time. W8FU after yours.
I wonder if my full three control has the microphone in it. I'm going to probably hook up the 07 and see if that corrects the issue tomorrow. So, catch you later, 7:30.
Please, thank you.
got a second?
One second. Just unloading groceries.
He don't have to respond. Guess who's got a trunking unit in his car? Got it for next to nothing. The guy just threw his call out before us. So I just thought that was kind of ironic. Have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
You'll have to explain what that means. I'm not sure, but I got to get these groceries in. I'll catch you. I'll be in a few.
I'll catch you morning. Okay, Johnny, you get a long drive home. Actually, you don't. You're going to go straight up County Line, aren't you?
Straight up County Line. I'll take me right up there to 38. And then I should break that up there through Richmond. So, not that far.
Very good, yeah. We made a decision. We're going to Algonac. I forget the name of the place, but it's across the street from the Harbor Club.
That Green Street Tavern, too, that's pretty good.
We went there a couple times and gave them a couple shots. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 5. So, and being as discriminating as I am, I got to have at least a 6.5.
I'm not going to even pursue that location. I think they changed the owners is what happened. I got to go find out what's there in Algonac.
I forget the name of the place, I'll tell you. The food's really good. We went there late summer last year. Just as you're coming into town, before you get to the Harbor Club on the right, you know, the big boat place, it's on the left.
Yeah, text me the picture. Or text me the address. Maybe that's the place that I'll take the better half to. And tomorrow we got a graduation for my son's carpenter union, so that's tomorrow. But always any permanent places over the summer go.
You need to turn your power off or something's going on there. Usually we got a lot better signal.
I'm off to Mount Clemens. Let me try over. See if I can find a way to Richmond from here.
Real easy.
Yeah, okay, now I'm on Richmond.
That's more better.
I was trying to stay on the Mount Clemens Tower for as long as I could. I know I can hit Richmond, and I can hit Warren right here at the hospital.
Yeah, that one works a lot better. You know, the technical term, more better. 5x9 or whatever they say.
5x9, 4x2, 2x4, 6x10. Don't understand it. Is it good? Yes. Can you hear me? Yes. Do I sound crappy? A little. Okay.
There you go. Well, I think the ice fisherman days are over. I see lots of water out there now.
Yeah, I think I got looking through Amazon and different sites for this Radio Shack Pro 197. They want like 150 and 200 for it still, but it comes with a transformer and the antenna. Like I said, I got the antenna, and I can modify anything to make it work, I think. So I think 20 bucks was a steal.
Oh, no, you did quite well. I mean, that was really good. I've been doing it a lot with, I fell in love with SDRs, and I'm doing it with an SDR. I'm having a really good time playing around with it. There's all sorts of stuff that I've been listening to, and it records, and so it does whatever you want it to, and it's quite enjoyable.
Yeah, I don't think it has a decoder or anything, because I can hear P25, but I think you go encryption, it doesn't decrypt, so, but I still have all the other, you know, the EMS and stuff on there, so I'll use it until it, all I start hearing is garbled.
You won't even hear that, dude. You won't hear nothing. And it's very unlikely that you will ever be able to unencrypt it. It's like 256-bit encryption. It is way up over the top. Motorola pretty much secures that. So as they start encrypting things along the way, you'll lose more and more. And all you'll hear is the garbage man.
No. that's why it only cost me $10 or $20. But I use it while it lasts. You know, that's all I can do. And then after that, I can program it for just analog.
There you go. Okay. Oh, my God, they are ice fishing. Oh, these guys got big ones.
Yeah, they got big bass there.
That wasn't the word Marion just used.
That's what I said, big bass.
Just call it Coast Guard and tell them to warm up the helicopter.
I'm going to pull my drone out when it gets a little bit warmer, but I got to find like a park or something. Can't fly to the backyard because my dog thinks it's a helicopter and she'll eat it.
You can play with mine. I actually can fly helicopters, believe it or not. They were all control helicopters. I was into that for a while. I wasn't that phase. And I'm actually pretty good at it, believe it or not. I could flip them upside down, fly them upside down, do circles with them and everything else.
That's why I have a drone, because I try flying them. I have a helicopter, a little one, like an indoor one, but I still am terrible at it. So the drone makes it a lot easier. It's got GPS on it, auto stabilization, gyro, all that. So I'm good there. I love my drone.
Yeah, son in law's into drones too. He's got one of those fancy DJIs with the goggles and the joystick to sit in a chair and mimic like you're flying a helicopter. It's pretty impressive. And it also, like I said, if it gets lost, it comes home.
That one I would probably crash or lose it. With the goggles, yeah, I don't think I could do that. I'd be looking around, I think it'd be going around in circles.
It's got a little map, so. All right, dude, I'm going to let you go. I'm at the end of the rope. So, I'm going by the Colony Marine Tower now, so. And I don't like static, and it's on my end. So, I will chat with you later. 73. Have fun. Don't work too hard on putting radios together tonight. It's the AKGO and AKPP.
73, enjoy your dinner. Talk to you over the weekend. See you on the flip. KCAKGO.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 66 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly cloudy. 64 degrees.
KFAPPI monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees.
KEA TFM.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees.